Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. It's a peculiar time in this country, partially because of this presidential primary season. The candidates we have that have surfaced to vie for the presidency of the United States. I can't, of course, tell you anything surprising when I say I'm more than just a little disappointed with the quality and the character of these candidates. In particular, I must say, I am disappointed by Senator Barack Obama. I have tried as best I could from the outset to give this man, if you will, some latitude, given his age, his inexperience. And I expected him to grow. And even for a short time there, I thought he was growing as a candidate. He then lapsed into the Pennsylvania comments in which he said basically that working men and women in Pennsylvania were effectively rednecks, about as insulting a statement. It is the most insulting statement I've ever heard a presidential candidate make about working men and women in this country. And I continue to watch my colleagues in the national news media give this man a free pass. It's more than a free pass. It is an easy pass to the nomination. And for that, I think there will be some consequence for some in the national media, because they're going to understand that what they've done, it'll be retrospective, but they'll understand it. And I think their regrets will be profound. I hope not so profound, because that would mean that he had succeeded to the presidency. And that, I think, would be an absolute disaster for this country and for all of us. Let me start by saying to you that we're going to play two clips. These are two clips, audio actualities, of what Senator Obama has said about me over the course of the past 6 months. Now, what, you may ask, is a presidential candidate doing calling me out? Well, you know, I've got the same real question. But we're going to explore that at this hour, and we're going to be exploring it, I'm sure, quite frequently, quite often, quite regularly. Because I really believe this man now is really dangerous, because he speaks without knowing what he's speaking about. He is not being logical. He's not being accurate. And that makes him a highly, highly dangerous presidential candidate, particularly when the national media is allowing him to behave and to perform and to speak this way without, again, as I say, consequence. There will be consequences, but if unchecked, those consequences will fall on you and me and our fellow citizens and the direction of this country. Here's what Senator Obama had to say just a couple of months ago.
So when I hear Rush Limbaugh or, you know, Lou Dobbs or some of these people talking about how we need to send them all back, we're not going to send them all back. First of all, there's a country of immigrants.
Well, thank you, Senator Obama. But increasingly, you're sounding egregiously arrogant, egregiously ignorant. For one thing, just to keep the record straight, I have never called for deportation of illegal aliens in this country. I have called, in point of fact, for rational, effective, humane reform of immigration law. But you, Senator, didn't either know that, in which case you were ignorant, or you chose to ignore that, in which case you're a duplicitous, deceitful fool. And I don't believe this country can tolerate that lack of standard, that lack of character, that lack of content of character, which is becoming increasingly apparent. This is what Senator Obama had to say about me just then a few months later.
We're not going to be able to solve the problem if we're just shouting about it, you know, like Lou Dobbs and folks on television.
Like Lou Dobbs shouting. Well, I do shout. I quite candidly acknowledge that. But what I'm shouting about is the ignorance, the arrogance, and the indifference on the part of our elected officials, who give absolutely no priority whatsoever to securing our borders, securing our ports. And I find the senators laughable, absolutely uninformed understanding of the issue of illegal immigration, border, and port security to be, as I say, dangerous. It is no longer funny or amusing or even just annoying. I mean, it is absolutely dangerous. And I can't help but believe people are going to awaken to that reality. And when they do, I think you're going to find that Senator Obama isn't nearly so popular with voters as he is with the national media. Now, I've often criticized all three of these candidates for failing to put forth solutions to the critical issues. But when Senator Obama suggests that I'm shouting instead of offering solutions, let me remind the senator and everyone else who wants open borders and illegal immigration of what I've said from the outset. One, I believe the only rational actor in all of this is the illegal alien himself or herself, trying to find a better life, escaping the incompetent, dysfunctional, and corrupt government of Mexico. That's understandable. What is not understandable is this government's refusal almost 7 years after September 11th to secure our borders, to secure our ports. And whereas we have literally millions of young people in this country, primarily young people, suffering the impact of, the ruination of illegal drugs coming into this country, suffering addiction with very little in the way of public policy response or even a proffered government a reaction to even the drugs entering the country, let alone the issue of addiction. I find it absolutely unforgivable that these elected officials would not secure the borders and ports, if for no other reason than to deal with the fact that Mexico remains the principal source of methamphetamines, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana into this country. And yet, people like Senator Obama, as he would have it, pretend that they are in some measure rising to a higher standard than the rest of us, while absolutely undercutting our sovereignty, undercutting the welfare of the American people, and acting against the national interest. These candidates, perhaps all three of them, should just say nothing at all about issues that are important to us. I can't believe that Senator Obama, who only was in Florida late last week, he was pandering there to the state's Jewish population. That's, by the way, another voting block he's alienated, as he appears certain to achieve the Democratic nomination. But he made the comments at a fundraising event to more than 800 donors. And here's what he said, speaking illogically and inaccurately, but of course with great, great flair and rapt attention on the part of those 800 donors. Here's what he said in that ballroom Friday. There's a reason why hate crimes against Hispanic people doubled last year. If you have people like Lou Dobbs and Rush Limbaugh ginning things up, it's not surprising that would happen. I want to read that to you one more time. There's a reason why hate crimes against Hispanic people doubled last year. If you have people like Lou Dobbs and Rush Limbaugh ginning things up, it's not surprising that would happen. I have to tell you, Senator Obama, you have just become my hobby. You are a dangerous, illogical, inaccurate, and I think soulless, pandering fool. And I really will not tolerate that kind of statement from anybody. And I don't care whether you're running for the presidency of the United States or you're just running down the street. That is a disgusting, disgusting, horrible thing to say about anyone, and especially when it's not true. Senator, you have just been awarded the Lou Dobbs Show trophy for the dumbest comment of this entire campaign season. And I want to ask you just as kindly as I can, how many times do you get the facts horribly wrong before the American people finally figure out you are a duplicitous, pandering jerk? Let's examine the facts, because while you deal mainly with factless, partisan, ideological rhetoric, I'm more interested in the nonpartisan, independent reality that the rest of us live with. According to, are you ready, Senator? According to the latest FBI report, there were 576 hate crime incidents against Hispanics in 2006. Now, let me be clear. I am in no way suggesting or even I'm not about to dignify your ignorance in making that statement. But here are the facts that surround your ignorance. And just to let everybody know how absolutely, horribly, horrifically an indulger of hyperbole you are, there were 576 hate crime incidents against Hispanics in 2006. That was a 10% increase from the 522 incidents reported the previous year. The Federation for American Immigration Reform says that if you look at the data from 1995 to 2006, the trend actually in the number of hate crimes per 100,000 Hispanics is actually declining. Now, hate crimes against any group are despicable and can't be condemned strongly enough, and I do condemn them as strongly as one can. But, Senator, just show me where you got your facts from. Where did you see that hate crimes had doubled? And how did you draw a causal line from my reporting, my advocacy, to hate crimes doubling? Did you get it from one of your radical, left-wing, liberal friends? Did you take their word for it, Senator? Do you have any conscience at all, Senator, about being right or wrong? You sure you're not just exaggerating to make the pandering go down easy? Well, once you've answered that question, maybe you can just demonstrate anything I've ever said or done that would in any way give you any basis whatsoever to say what you've said. I'm the guy who said, Senator, by the way, just to remind you, I'm the guy who said you can't reform our immigration laws if you can't control immigration. And you can't control immigration if we don't control our ports and our borders. And you, Senator, have not been able to defeat that syllogism. You are simply supporting so-called comprehensive immigration reform for political pandering purposes without conscience, without regard to the national interest. And, Senator, I find not only what you said about me despicable, I find your entire approach politically to be absolutely despicable. And you owe me and Rush Limbaugh a huge apology. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or comment, send me an email at lou@loudobbsradio.com.
This podcast has been brought to you by...
You know, a wise man once said, success is easy. Do the right thing the right way at the right time. Simple, right? Of course, small business owners will tell you that finding time is what makes it tough. That's why more small business owners turn to Visa Business. It has multiple payment options like credit and debit that are accepted at millions of locations worldwide. And it helps reduce paperwork by tracking your finances. To see more ways Visa can help, go to visa.com/small business. Business takes Visa.